We love pizza.
So we are back. We're on the pizza podcast right now. We got my boy Lorenzo
Colella. That's all right. Colella. Lorenzo Benito Colella, really.
Colella.
The Italian Benito, like Mussolini. Name of the
yeah. Yeah. So we got our boy Lorenzo Colella. He's got a dope spot out in New Canaan, Connecticut.
Yep.
Right? Joe's Pizza.
Yeah, Joe's Pizza.
And when did you open this?
My pops.
Your pops did.
Yeah, 1967.
So your pops is Joe.
Yeah, my father's Joe.
Okay.
I was named Lorenzo after my grandfather. And, you know, my pops came from Italy. Dude, it's a long story, but he came from Italy when he was 17. Back in the day, so my father was an American citizen by my mother's being, my grandmother was born in USA because my grandparents came, my great grandparents came here in 1901, and they didn't like it here, but they had my grandmother here. So, they stayed for 2 years, and they're like, you know, we got to get out of here. So they went back to Italy, back to Naples, and it automatically made my grandmother's kids citizens.
Right.
Back in the day, the rules, the laws back then.
Yeah.
I don't know how it was, but
they were born
so
here.
Yeah. So my grandmother was born here, so it made her kids citizens.
That were born over there. Once
they were born there, they were exactly.
Yeah,
so,
but she was a citizen.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, and my pops, and another thing too, is you would lose your American citizenship if you served in the Italian army. Which,
really?
Exactly. So, by
that was mandatory up until what, like about 6-7 years ago?
That something
was
like that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So he's like, I don't want to be here. I want to go to America. That's where everybody's going. It's fun and whatever. So he left when he was 17. Came here. And he didn't have much money on the boat when he came across because it was boats back then. He came here, and we had cousins, distant cousins in Pennsylvania. I think Newcastle, Pennsylvania. So he went to stay with them. And the only job opportunity back then there was this fireworks factory, which was actually run by some Italians. A few years ago on New Year's Eve, we were just hanging out with my pops. After my mom passed away, we're hanging out, and my in-laws were just hanging out. We start, and they're big at Google, internet stuff. My father didn't understand any of that.
Right.
I was like, "Dad, we could search and see these people, and maybe we could find some pictures from the fireworks time." So, what do you mean? That was a long time ago. I said, no, we could find it. So we started searching, and we found pictures of the father and the two sons of that factory that he worked at. And he was like, he was just mesmerized.
So this is your father we're talking about.
Yeah, when he came here. When
so he's working at a firework factory, and then one day he opens a pizzeria?
Yeah, so you the firework factory. No, he didn't just. So he left there because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
And he moved to the Northeast, and he moved to Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay.
And he knew a couple guys, the Italian section, and he started working as a painter. Which was an easy job for the Italians back then to take out. And in Italy, you know, everybody does what they got to do to make things happen. And he was a painter during the daytime. And he was doing that for a little bit. And one day he was working actually at a fire department. And he had scaffolding. And he fell from the scaffolding. One of the other guys, something happened, and he lost his balance, and he fell. And some paint back in the day, the paint was like lead paint or whatever went in his eyes. And he hurt his back falling like two stories. So for about almost a year, he wasn't working, and his aunt from Newcastle, from Pennsylvania, was sending him money as he was recovering, and he slowly got better. He did some surgeries on his back or whatever, but after that, he's like, I can't do paint anymore. I got to find something else. He had a buddy with a pizzeria in Stamford, and it was called Roma Pizza on the west side.
For all the Italians.
So he went over there working with him, and they were... He was there actually cleaning, and he was cleaning the shop and hanging out and doing whatever miscellaneous jobs. And one day, the pizza guy was like, oh, somebody ordered a pizza. It was in the afternoon. He's like, I don't want to make a pizza. You make it. Giuseppe, you make it. So my father's like, okay. Yeah. And he's seen him enough to do it. So he made a pizza, and the lady was happy. He took it home, whatever. So this lady come back the week later, and it's like, I want that guy to make the pizza. I want that guy. The pizza was good. So the owner was like, okay, Giuseppe, make the pizza. So that started it all. And my pops started making pizza. He slowly was learning a little more, and he became the main pizzaiolo. And he actually loved it, you know, and that's what he was looking for, something new after getting hurt, after that painting situation where he fell. And he's
so
like,
how old is he around that time? What do you think?
I want to say. Guesstimate. So he came here, I want to say he was 20-something.
20-something?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I actually was a painter for about a year. I was out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was hooked up with these Greeks, and that's what they did. They did, like, bridge painting. The water towers and this and that.
And they put my pops on the ladder, the tallest ladder, tallest scaffolding.
I knew a couple guys that fell off and things. They got the money, though. They got paid out. So now he's at this place, Roma. He becomes a pizza maker for one of his buddies. Now what happens after that? He's in his 20s.
So this guy was here for a while. So he was getting older and he wanted to retire. But he opened a pizzeria in New Canaan, which is the town I currently own, Joe's Pizza. So he opened another pizzeria there. And a couple months in, the guy started having some issues. And he's like, you know what? I want to be done with this. I want to go back to Italy. I'm 60-plus years old. Da-da-da-da. And he made enough scuttle. And he's like, you know, I want to go back. And my pop said, well, maybe I could buy. You know what I mean? So they did a deal, and my pops bought it. And my pops was working there already, and he knew the town. He knew it was a nice town, you know. It had a lot of money. It was, you know, safe to do. You know, he had a family. He's like, you know, I want to have a safe place for my kids. And so he put some money into it and became a partner. And then that's when he was like, you know, I got to find a wife. And so he went back to Italy.
Went back to Italy to find a
wife. August, yeah, nice. Naples, Marcianise. And he went back, and he went to dinner one night. He told my aunt or whoever, somebody, you know, that, well, you know, I'm looking for a wife, and they're like scouting out for, you know, the family. Local families are awesome people and whatever. And one of the aunts talked about a woman, you know, da da da, which ended up being my mom, was saying, you know, it's a nice girl, da da da, and she's got a cousin, and she's got a sister that's in Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, and she's married. They just moved there a year and a half ago, and. And, you know, to be honest with you, it was a little influence from my grandmother, too. My grandma's like, you know, go check on your sister. Like, you know, he's a good guy, and, you know, he's got good things going, you know, and pushed her a little. And they got married, and things went well. And she moved here, and she was close to my aunt. And but a funny story is that when my mother first came to the U.S., the night my father picked her up, she came down the Hutchison Parkway. Which turns into Connecticut, turns into Mary.
Sure.
It's all dark.
Right.
And she said, and not that we're in the biggest city in Naples, outside of Naples, but it was a little more, it was a little different. So when they got off I don't know if they went to Newark, LaGuardia, wherever they got, but they're driving home and they're on the Mary and they're like, I remember her telling me that she was afraid. She's like, I met this guy a bunch of times. He's, you know, he's a great family, whatever. We didn't really have much of courtship, but coming home, you know, coming here, once we got on the highway, we're driving and it's all dark.
Right.
Where are we going? To the Campagna.
To the sticks.
Like the sticks. Like, oh my God, I'm afraid. That's the first thing that she thought of. But then they came to New Canaan and my father brought her right to the pizzeria that night.
Right.
And he's like, this is my pizzeria. I was like, I want you to help me. We could build a family and we could make something good. And my mother agreed. She was like
100% down with that.
Let's do this. And, dude, my mother worked so fucking hard. She was, dude, that's what I use as an example. She, no bullshit, no excuses, no nothing. Just hustle, do what it takes to survive and make something good for your family. And she said yes that night. And, dude, I got three sisters and me, and we all grew up in it. And it was just the most amazing experience. It was like a micro, and I grew up in a white town with amazing people, but white people, like, you know, just big CEOs and just different people than us.
Yeah, right.
You know, just different animals.
They look at you guys as almost like, you know, oh, they're Italian.
Even today, yeah. Dude. And it's just like, it is what it is, you know, and I'm proud of that. And I worked, dude, I've slaved, like, you know, my whole life. As a kid, actually, one of the first.
How old were you when you first, I mean,
forever.
You were in
a... We had, my mother had no, didn't believe in babysitters or anything like that.
Sure,
so,
take him to the pizzeria, so, let him hang out.
We had the storage room for the pizza boxes, the tomatoes. It was called the Little House.
Right.
And my mother would put us in there. She had a little TV, and she had our toys. And she and when it was lunchtime busy or dinner time busy, she'd put us in there, say, sit here, play a little for a couple hours. If you need something, come get me. If not, I'll come back in a couple hours. And she put us in that room, and we'd go do our thing and play, and she'd work. She'd run the kitchen. She was the kitchen. She was the kitchen. From the dough, the chicken cutlets, the sauce, everything. Like, it was just her. And my pops was up front of the house, and it was just, it was a great thing to grow. It was a micro society of Naples, America. It was just awesome. And but one of the first memories I have of me bringing a pizza to the table, I was bringing a pie to the guy, and I was bringing a pizza to the table, and the guy's like, oh, my God, Lorenzo, you're big now. Oh, my God. And he goes, how old are you? And I go, I'm 11. He goes, oh, it's great. Da, da, da. But, dude, I was doing it for like 5-6 years. You know what I mean? That was just one of the memories for whatever reason. Like in the old shop we had, I could see the table he was at. And I see the dude. I don't know who he was, but I see his brown hair. And it was just a lot, you know. It was an awesome experience, and I love it. It's what makes me who I am, you know. And it's pretty awesome. And I'm proud of my parents for, you know, coming from Italy and
so
nothing.
And fast forward to, like, now you're a teenager. Like, what was going on? Like, did you have to... Was your father giving you a couple Skull Rolls, like, to pay for things?
Not really.
Not really, right? You just got to work.
It's a little cheapo. But, no, he gave... Like, when I got my license back in the day, I got his pickup truck. I kind of, like, took it over. He had a brand new Dodge pickup truck.
It's like, I've been working for you for, like...
Dude, the cops used to call it the disco sled. They call it the disco sled because I would play freestyle music.
Yeah.
Like, on the loud speakers and... No, but no, I worked, and they took care of me. But, it was just, I felt like...
That's him right there?
Heck yeah, this is my father. Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Holy shit.
At Forest Street, the first location.
Okay.
Look, I got a little sandwich in my hand. But, no, that was that.
A little sandwich.
Yeah, a little sandwich. But, no, it was, dude, that's awesome. I want to say I might have been six, maybe five or six there. So I was always there. And I miss it. Like, I really miss it. It was good times. And our town, it was old school. A lot of old school Italians that were still hanging around. And it was just good. It was like home. And my father and mother had no family in Connecticut.
Right.
My aunt was in Brooklyn. And then everybody else in Italy. My father's entire side was in Italy. And my mother only had my aunt. So it was hard for them, you know. And all immigrants back in the day. It was hard because you missed... It's not this, get your phone, do FaceTime.
Right, yeah,
it wasn't
you don't
that.
Have any of that.
So you call once a week.
Machines.
Yeah, you call once a week, and it was a lot of money. And it was on the phone. You'd be 2-3 minutes. Hi, Adzi, blah, 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 blah. And you'd talk, and you'd, for 5 minutes, to like, be back home. And I remember my mother. I mean, she missed my grandmother, you know, a lot. And it was good times, though. My mother actually just passed away a year and a half ago, pancreatic cancer.
Sorry, yeah.
And my father just passed away in May.
Wow.
He had bad lungs and stuff. But
smoker? Like me?
Nah, he smoked back in Italy back in the day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he didn't smoke for 40-some years. We go to the doctor, and they'd be like, you know, you a smoker? He's like, yeah, 40 years ago. He goes, oh, okay, yeah. But it affected him, whatever it was.
Right.
But it's been a rough year and a half, 2 years, but... It is what it is, you know. But they give me strength, and now I've been trying to learn more from you guys, from examples like you, and yeah, you know, I want to make my father's product better. I'm still doing what my dad did, you know.
I think one of like the biggest guys in the industry that kind of like taught all of us, because I grew up in that, you know, whole thing where
old
it's
school.
Just like, oh fuck that secret recipes,
Cabados,
yeah. But yeah, John Arena from Metro Pizza,
dude, he's
just kind of started preaching this thing that, you know, made a lot of sense about 5, 6, 7 years ago, where it was just like, yo, we're not competitors, we're colleagues.
No, we gotta help
we're not
each
the
other.
Big chains, we're independent
that's
operators.
It,
like, yo, like we're all on the same team, we're all part of the same family.
And that's what I love about New York and the little bit I've been around you guys. Connecticut. Connecticut doesn't believe in that. With
oh, New York
and,
either. It's us. It's a handful of guys.
Small,
New York's even worse. If we go to Bensonhurst right now and walk into J&V or Bad Boys Pizza, yo, they're not letting you in the back thing.
I think that's not good for them. I think in the long run, it's going to be harder for them. Because you know, us getting together and making all ourselves better, and the love and the camaraderie of Pizziolos, Luke, it's awesome.
Well, if you got the fucking couillons to actually change your menu and do things better and do things right, it takes a lot of balls. Like, I know pizza makers out there who go to competitions and they know how to make great pizza, and then I go to those stores and I'm not making that same great pizza, and I'm like, and they're like, oh, you don't understand, it's my my customers are used to a certain thing, my workers are used to a certain thing, and I'm like, bro, we're in 2018, bro, like you gotta, like,
loyalty's different in our town. No, I love New Canaan. I've been there 51 years, my pops. 1967, he started. 67 to 72, we're one location. Then we moved from 72 to 95, where I grew up on Forest Street. And it was an old New Canaan. It was a couple old school black families. And they would do pig roasts. And I used to run around and have good times with them. And I'd go there with my bike and bring pizza. And they'd give me a piece of pig. I'd bring it to my pops. He'd be, like, happy. And, you know, it was just a different. And the town's changing. And the new people, to be honest with you, they're not so loyal. And, you know, just because they're
golfing. That's
what I mean. They don't understand the history.
It's not the community like it used to be, because, like, with Facebook and everything else. But, I mean, you know, I think we just really got to, like, create that community around you. Like, that's how I think. It's just, like, doing, like, on Halloween, we're going to be doing out in the front yard right here in Bushwick, just instead of candy, just giving out pizza to all the fucking
kids.
That's
awesome, dude.
And getting to know the neighbors a little bit and getting, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, good
connections
with people and this and that.
Helping the community, man.
Yeah.
Feeding people.
Absolutely. So, what are you guys doing at Joe's these days? How's business?
It's been good. I've been messing around with Detroit Pizza.
Okay.
And I have no idea about it other than me seeing pictures on the internet and Instagram. So I've been just using my dough and fermenting it a little longer or whatever I'm trying to do. I'm still figuring it out. And people have been liking it. I mean, the cheese, the crispy cheese along the edge of a Detroit pie, people have been loving it. And I call
great.
It cheese bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a not Detroit style at my 310 Bowery Bar, one of my locations, where it's like our secret pizza. But because, well, so I call it the not Detroit because I use, like, real cheese on it. Where, like, and I didn't want, you know, because I'm involved in the pizza community.
Yeah.
I know all the Detroit style guys, the old school ones. Like, brick cheese is not real cheese.
What is it exactly?
I don't know what it is. It's like a cheese product. It's like something weird. Something weird.
Like a
Medigan
cheese or something.
It's something. But, like, they, like, I didn't want anybody being like, oh, you're not using brick cheese, so, like, you can't call it Detroit style pizza. So I'm like, it's not Detroit style pizza. It's just not. It's like, whatever. But it was based on that.
I'm just using my regular cheese for my regular pizza.
Yeah, that's as you fucking should.
Yeah.
As you fucking should.
Dude, like, it caramelizes great. Grande, part skim.
Yeah, grande's the best.
My pops
grande's
always use part skim.
Grande. All
grande.
You pizza people out there.
Heck
grande
yeah.
Fucking cheese. All fucking night.
But it caramelizes. It's great. And people love it. And I only do a little bit every day. I got a couple doughs, you know, fermenting every day, and I'm still trying to push it, but I'm just doing it slowly through Instagram. I'm not really, because I still need to figure it out. Like,
yeah.
I'm not happy with it 100%, and, you know.
Well, I mean, if you want to, just, like, everybody in this world that has, like, an I can instead of I can't attitude, if you can't, if you say I can't, you probably can't. And if you say you can,
I can't.
Like, short of, like, flying, like, people, like, take that, and they're like,
like,
what do you
Superman?
Mean I can fly off the Brooklyn Bridge if I say I can? No, like, within reason.
No, exactly.
I mean? But if you can, but, yeah, so you guys are out there. How many employees? Are you working all the time
I
still?
Work every day, dude.
Every day.
This past summer has been a little rough. My pizza guy quit 4th of July weekend. I'm on the beach in Wildwood Crest. And I got a text from my pizza guy. Oh, I enjoyed working with you, da-da-da, but I got to go. All right, cool. So we've been hustling, and it's fine. To be honest with you, since that and my cook quit over the around the time my father passed away, my cook quit, I've been stepping it up and making things better. And I think that's what it happens for a reason. It's making me better. And even my, you know, entrees and the kitchen and just the process of everything. And I have time to work on the pizza dough a little bit more. I'm there doing it more. Not that I wasn't, but I'm there now. Like, I'm every bowl I'm, you know, doing. You know, so It feels good. I'm happy that I'm short-staffed. I'm happy all that because I'm learning more. I'm learning more. And then, you know, my pops passed away. And to be honest with you, all those years, I had my pops, like, over my shoulder. You know, and now it's just me, and I need to figure it out for me.
Right.
We've been 51 years. 1967, my pops opened a new cannon. So it's a long time. And I need next generation, my identity, me, doing what I like. I make whatever pizza you come in, it's what I like to eat. I don't make anything I don't want to eat. I just don't. I can't. I don't want to. I don't want to know it, you know?
As you should.
So, and I want to learn more. Like tonight we had some great pizza, and I want to learn more about making my pizza that great, you know? And it's fun. And everybody, even at home, my son. Dude, we make Avitz at home, and he's like, it's amazing. He's enjoying it. It's
hey, as long as you're part of the community, as long as you got a willingness to learn, you're going to fucking learn.
I'm
you
ready.
You know what I'm saying? You got great people. We got a lot of really great things over here. Who's this?
That's me. Oh, my mom. Oh, my mom. I think it's, is it blocked or you got it?
It's the door on the ground.
Oh, that's my mom. Yeah, that's my mom. She just passed away. But that's Leo, my son. Yeah.
Wait,
my
so
mom,
how old is your son now?
He's three. Halloween. This Halloween, he's three.
This
we
Halloween.
Might have to come to the party over here.
Yeah, no, come down, 100%.
So it's going
to
be some crazy Halloween party.
It.
But yeah, that's my mom. She passed away a year and a half ago. She ran that, ran that kitchen to the, it was only her.
She was like the rock.
Everything. No, there was no, she had my pops who would come back and roll a couple balls every once in a while, but for the most part, she was doing everything. All the prep, all the orders, all the meatball barn, chicken, every day, all day. Like, just really, she's my
it's
rock.
Like, I mean, our culture is such a matriarchal culture. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know Dominic Carolla? You ever hear of him?
Yeah, of course.
The pizza artist guy. Dominic does, let's pull that up real quick. Dominic Carolla.
That's about in the 90s.
If you type in, even Domenico Pizza Art. Domenico Carolla. Yeah, all this stuff. Yeah, that's Dominic. He just wrote me, it was like a comment on one of the posts that I did with the beautiful Chaylen Brand, who is doing all this amazing stuff behind the camera right now.
Awesome.
Should be on the camera.
Thank
we got to bring
you.
It up. We just got to find somebody to do this.
You just run in and run around us a couple times.
Domenico, he's an amazing dude, but like, I put up a poster or I put up a picture on Facebook or something with Chaylen, and he wrote, "You could tell the quality of a man by the woman that's behind him."
150%.
And it was like, yo, just.
I'll pull up that video.
Really?
My wife. My wife's been instrumental.
Oh, was that on
the
dancing video
everything.
In Nashville? That's where the comment was. I don't even remember. I just remember like reading it and being like, you know what?
Sure, dude.
That's where are we? Oh, look, that's a little something screen.
Instant.
His brother Louie got over here. Sorry for you audio guys. Give us a second. Check us up on YouTube if you want to pick up all of the video stuff and the production and what we're doing on this live stream.
Here we go.
Well, so yeah, what do you say? Yeah, they can watch a video later. What did he say? Oh, we got 11 comments on that?
That's great.
There.
What's he say? I can't say.
You can always judge a man by his woman.
You can always judge a man by his woman is what he says. But your mother seems like a woman like that.
When my mother passed away, my pops was lost. And, you know, I tried to motivate him and everything. But, you know, they worked every day for 40-plus years together. And it's just like... She was the perfect person to be by him because she did whatever it had to do, whatever it took to get shit done. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what we all need.
Yep.
You know, we need love and we need someone to support us, and that's it. And my wife, Alyssa, God bless her, she's been through all this, and she's not Italian, and she's experienced as Italian experience, Italian-American experience, I guess. Dude, and she's been my rock. Like, she just, thank you. Yeah, there she is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Bella.
Beautiful.
Love you. That's our wedding day, yo, in Cape May, New Jersey. Jersey.
Oh, wow. In Jersey?
Yeah. We got married.
You have family out there in Jersey?
No. Well, my aunt from Brooklyn's got a house down in Jersey in Cape May.
Okay.
So we grew up.
Cape May is like way south, right?
The end. Exit Zero. It's all actually.
Exit Zero.
Dude, there's some awesome lobster house. There's some awesome seafood joints.
boardwalk.
And the boardwalk, dude. You got to go down there and do something on the boardwalk. There's Max Pizza. There's, I forget the other ones. But Max, Sam's. Sam's Pizza.
Okay. Like famous boardwalk spots. Dude, I had awesome. It when I was a kid. Like, I grew up like half my life in Jersey in like my younger years. But Jersey's like a crazy place because it's not a big state. But it's the biggest state because it's so condensed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and down there, I got a Rotoflex oven in my pizzeria, and they got one down there on the boardwalk. They got two actually. Sam's, he doesn't even use it to cook the pies. He uses those two ovens to heat up slices.
What is it like? One of those four dark ones?
It's 6x6. It's a stainless steel oven. It's four levels. Yeah, it holds like 48 pies at once. No, 28 pies at once, sorry. And, dude, but he uses that these two ovens just for slices. That's how many slices he goes through.
It's crazy.
Dude.
And I've seen.
Yeah, it spins. It's four levels. It just spins.
It's the one that was there it is, home slice. Yeah. Yeah, Tony has one, too.
Yeah, dude, they're pretty. They're a lot of maintenance, but they're fucking amazing. Like, you put your pie in, you don't have to touch it.
Right.
I mean, it's like.
But what do you do about, like. How do you prevent from putting in the same spot every time?
Well, so you fill each level. Yeah.
So you don't know.
But each level's separate. So you fill the top level, seven pies, okay. Seven pies, seven pies. Then you go back to the top.
Right,
and you
right,
go seven.
Right, right.
So it works. You know, it's a little
it
harder.
Gives
with,
it enough to like.
With pies with a lot of toppings, it's a little difficult. Like, okay. You know, like I got a Joe's special that's got everything, you know? And that's a little harder. So that if you had like seven Joe's specials on top, it would cool it down real quick. But the cheese pies or one or two toppings, that's no problem. Like, right. It really is money. But it's at least a little maintenance. I got some things I got to fix when I get back, a fan or a light I got to fix. But it, yeah. But it's money. And I did it back maybe.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like fix
you know how many times Friday nights a rotation motor busted and I'd like just get under. Actually, yeah, I called the maintenance guy and he gave me this rig with a golf ball on top of a jack, you know, those old school cylinder jacks.
I don't know what they're called, but
and then you spin it by hand, whatever. But you got to, as a pizza guy, you do what it takes. It's survival. Wow. We do what we do every day. Yes, we love it. We enjoy it, but it's survival. We got to make money.
Oh,
we got our livelihood.
That's it.
And we want to make people happy. And I love making people happy. And I do what I do because of that. And I, you know, it's heaven. It's my home. Like when people come to my pizzeria, they're coming to my house.
Yeah. No, that's where
it.
You
it's
live.
That simple.
That's 120% where you live
you
in
know?
This world.
And my son, Melissa, my wife, brings my son Leo, and he comes there, and he knows everybody, loves everybody, he wants to grab everything. And it just, it feels good. It really, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a 12, 13-hour day, but it's worth it. It's, you know, and it's a great
120%.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. No, that's
but,
great.
Yeah.
So, were you at Atlantic City this year?
I couldn't make it. I've been short-staffed.
But I saw you at
the New York
Pizza Festival.
Yeah, that was great.
What'd you think about that?
You know, I haven't eaten much Neapolitan pizza. I haven't been in Italy in a while, but I did in Italy when I visit my family. But here, I haven't eaten much. I'm working all day. So going there and trying it all, dude, it's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I love the freshness of Neapolitan pizza. Like, I like that minute or whatever it takes, 2 minutes, that freshness of the dough and the tomato. Like, my pizza's not like that. It cooks longer and it...
Well, it's a different product. It's a different... It's apples to oranges. It's such a different product. And, like, if you don't eat a Neapolitan pizza, like, right away...
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Nah.
You can't
no
take
good.
That shit home.
You can't take that shit home. It's rough. It gets like a little rubbery.
Yeah, so our pizza, my pizza travels better and whatever. But like, so even my sauce, like I don't cook it ahead of time. And a lot of people do that. And I like that pizza. But I want to perfect my stuff better for sure. I'm working on it every day. But I like the freshness, the slightly rawness. I just like the fresh tomato. You know, I don't
it's
know.
Nice.
It's just.
You should. I think these, talking about ovens, these electric ovens that are coming out, like Capone's my favorite company. There's a bunch of them, but Capone's my favorite company when it comes out to that. But what I love about it is you can actually, so you got three decks. The decks are autonomous. So let's say you have a little party coming to your place. You could crank one of the decks up to 750, 800 degrees. and start cooking Neapolitan pizza just for that party. And then on the other two, three decks, still do your deliveries in your New York style and everything.
So the Rotoflex, I can't mess around. It's on.
Yeah, I got Barrel Fornos, three deck. It's the same thing in two of my locations. And it's just like, yo, if it's 600 degrees, 575, that's what it is. They're
so like
going up and down.
For us on a slow Tuesday, Wednesday, I can't shut off two levels. When the old deck ovens we used to have, we could have one oven on Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'd
right.
get through the night. So I'm burning more fuel, but the busy times, I can bang out more pies.
So you got no deck ovens?
No deck ovens.
Just the Rotoflex.
We got rid of them.
So at what you call it, Home Slice, they had, I think they put in the Rotoflex afterwards, so they had like 12 deck ovens. These guys...
They're making a lot of
like 800 pies a day.
Dude, I'm working. Dude, that'd be money.
No, I don't know if you could do that in Connecticut.
Well,
the thing about the tri-state is New York City, New Jersey, we have such a concentration. You know what I mean? We have 60% of all the pizzerias in America in like three states. Like, you know,
like
what
our
I'm
town,
saying?
New Canaan. So since the 1980s. It's only increased in population, our town, in like 1,200 people.
Right.
Since the 80s. Dude, that's nothing.
And anytime I go to Connecticut, it's like it's New Jersey and New York. There's a pizzeria on every fucking block on every
dude, our town, we got like nine pizzerias now that have pizzerias. Dude, it's 17,000 people, 18. Dude, how am I supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, thank God we own the building and, got, you know, God bless
well,
and all.
That's the thing with Home Slice. They're in Austin, and, like, there's, like, no other good pizza in all of Austin, like,
that's
that different. I know of. I mean, we went to a couple spots, but it was, huh? Yeah, Unit D we went to, which was, like, a neo-Neapolitan slice or joint, and there's a couple other people we're talking about. What was, Yeah, Home Slice in there. That was it. And then, what's his name? Sacco's got a place over there. Daniel Sacco. Is it in Dallas? I don't know.
Like, I need to go visit these people. I want to eat pizza. You know, and I love eating other people's pizza because, you know, you learn. I know, it's awesome. Like, it really is.
We got to up our game out here because, you know, I mean, out there, the problem is there. It's like there's more pizzerias than that in Austin, but they are fucking garbage. Horrible. Like,
I got a buddy who's down in Atlanta, and he's like, you got to come down and make Avitz there. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, because it's hard to find a guy. There's only
never,
like, when you got a city of, you know, even if it's a small city, even if it's between 200,000 and a million people or whatever it is, but you're one of only like three or four places that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want.
But what I don't know if I've been noticing it right or not, but now people that are getting into pizza are doing more of the wood-fired neo-Neapolitan pizza. Nobody's really going to Iowa, Kansas, wherever they're.
And doing New York style.
Right or no? I don't know.
You're right.
So there's room for more of that.
There's a lot of room. All the people out there.
You know, let's go move for a couple of years.
Yeah, I'm going. Bro, I'm going.
If we get enough people,
everywhere.
It'll feel like Brooklyn. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
We'll build a little village.
Dude,
build a
totally.
Little village out there.
Like we migrating from Italy. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm too.
Call up a couple of the paisans. Be like, hey, we got a house for you.
We need a cafe in the corner.
Open up a little social club, cafe, barbershop.
Yeah.
We'll be right at home.
But I think of that. I'm like, everybody now, it's great. Pizza's but they're not really, not too many are going into New York. And, you know, it's an opportunity, I think, to do some things somewhere else other than here. But it's hard to just get out of this area. You know, I love New Canaan. I love Connecticut, you know.
Yeah, so, all right, we're about to wrap. There's a little bit, there's a Caponi on
it.
A little
is that
bit of a short episode, but let's talk about, do you smoke weed? You don't smoke weed?
No, not really.
No. So
I tried a bunch of times.
It's okay. It's
alcohol did me more damage.
I don't smoke weed either.
I like
alcohol. But this is my brother's company, Dagstop. All right? Your number one source for all your weed smoking.
Actually,
whatever.
Real quick, my mother had pancreatic cancer, and I was going in Connecticut, in Bethel, Connecticut. They got a dispensary. Dude, Muddle, those guys are making a lot of scuttle.
Was she taking?
Yeah,
like,
I was getting her the edibles.
And it was helping her?
So it really was. Like she really? Was in. You know, it made her feel better at the moment. It made it, I don't know if it helped the actual cancer, but it made her feel good at the time.
See, weed turns me into a sociopath, but I'm a crazy person. So, like, I got a messed up brain chemistry.
And then we're doing the battery, you screw the oil thing. She was doing it, she, you know, but it wasn't her style, so it was kind of, she was fighting.
It was hard for an old school Italian woman. She was like, I'm smoking weed like the beatniks.
Dude, but I would go to the battle play model, and the people over there, they made a lot of scandal, man, a lot of money. Like, I went one Saturday.
Well, he doesn't sell weed, he just sells stuff, those products. But listen, anybody that, if you go to our YouTube page, subscribe, and after we get 50 comments, we're going to send you guys out a really, really dope piece.
Heck yeah.
Really dope piece, like a couple $100 piece. Automatic raffle, yada, yada, yada.
Where does he live here, bro?
He lives in New Jersey. They have a huge 25,000 square foot warehouse in Edison, New Jersey.
That's awesome.
About 27 years old. The kid's
God bless him.
Really, really proud of this kid. So we got to wrap it up. Yo, we got Lorenzo. I love you too.
God bless. You're the best.
Guys,
thank you.
Everybody can download
Forza Brooklyn. Brooklyn in the house, man.
At Joe's Pizza in New Canaan, Connecticut.
Yes, heck yeah. Habits.
Make sure you guys download, give us a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor. You know, we're on fucking everything.
We got margarita. Pepperoni.
Oh, mink.
I'm hungry
too. Let's go make some pizza.
Thanks.
Check out for the after.